Page 33. Listening. Exercises 4B and 4C.
Hey guys, I'm Rita. I'm here with Flora, Devin, and Mohammed, and we're Highly Reactive, a unique news podcast. Each week, one of us brings an intriguing topic from the news to discuss on the show. Mohammed, what are we talking about today?
Mysterious experiences. I recently saw a news story about people seeing strange lights at night in the Sahara Desert. It reminded me of a family camping trip when I was 7. I was looking at the stars when I noticed a strange object moving across the sky. I was sure it was a UFO, until my grandfather told me it was a communications satellite. I understand the appeal of mysteries, but I prefer scientific explanations.
But Muhammad, some experiences can't be logically explained. When my father was at work one day, he suddenly saw a blinding white light. Afterwards, he was supposed to be finishing an important project, but he couldn't concentrate. He had a sinking feeling that something was wrong. Hours later, he got a phone call. His brother had passed away at the exact moment he saw the white light.
Wow, that story is mind-blowing.
I'm skeptical of someone seeing white lights in the middle of the day, Devin, but I'll take your word for it.
Okay, I have a story. I lived in a haunted apartment. More than once, I woke up in the middle of the night and saw the shadowy figure of a woman walking slowly in and out of my roommate's bedroom. I should have been afraid, but I always had a peaceful feeling when the woman was present. I never mentioned the mysterious figure to my roommate.
Flora, did you see the ghost when we shared an apartment during college?
Yes.
I had an almost identical experience in that apartment, but when I woke up, the shadowy figure was standing beside my bed looking down at me.
Whoa! What are the odds both of you saw the ghost?
I'm not buying it, you guys. This is a gag, isn't it?
No.
I swear, it happened.
I had a mysterious experience when I was in high school. Total strangers started talking to me everywhere I went. I couldn't figure out how I was supposed to know them. I had no idea what was going on. After a week or so, I was watching TV and saw a toothpaste ad with a guy who was the spitting image of me. I finally understood why those complete strangers thought they knew me. What I didn't know was who my mystery twin was.
Oh, he's your doppelganger, Devin. Someone outside your family who looks remarkably like you. Finally, a scientifically explained phenomenon. A story that's clearly not bogus.
Mohammed certainly chose a highly reactive topic this week. Thanks, everyone, for joining us.